Voters approved a change in the state's constitution. It will require the legislature to appoint a commission to redraw Senate, Assembly, and congressional district lines after the 2020 census. Dick Dady with Citizens Union, a group that supported the amendment, says the 57% of voters who said yes shows that the public craves reform of the present system.
New Yorkers are hungry for reform, and they want to see change. And though there may have been disagreements about the level of change, I think New Yorkers did not want to walk away from an opportunity to say we want change in Albany, which is why this Prop 1 won convincingly among those who voted for it.
Opponents said there were too many loopholes in the measure that would allow lawmakers to override the decisions of the commission and draw their own lines to favor incumbents. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says he'll try to convince the legislature to make improvements between now and the next time the lines are redrawn in 8 years. And he says it's also possible that the legislature could use the new system to draw fair lines. But he says based on past experience, that's less likely to happen.
My prediction is, sadly, is that in year 2022, I'll be running around trying to get the governor to veto the lines, saying that they're still gerrymandered and they look funny. But we'll see. Hopefully that's not the case. But if it is, you know, prepare for the worst, hope for the best.
Dady with Citizens Union admits the measure is not perfect, but he says the constitutional changes provide a strong basis for court challenges now if lawmakers still try to take advantage and draw districts that benefit the political parties in power.
Will give us new ammunition to make sure that these lines are drawn fairly.
Government reform groups who split over whether the redistricting ballot proposal was a good idea may now be able to come together over another issue. Both Citizens Union and NYPERG agree that steps need to be taken to improve the state's increasingly dismal voter turnout rate. Horner says 2014 could be the lowest rate of voter turnout in the state's history.
Voters are getting turned off by the sort of toxic nature of politics, that people aren't offering a positive vision. The campaigns are awash in billionaire and special interest money, and I think it turns off average voters. And unless that changes, fewer and fewer people will vote, and we'll have more and more of elected officials pandering to those with fat checkbooks.
The groups also agree that their preferred remedy to help get money out of politics, the public financing of campaigns, is even less likely to happen now that Republicans who oppose the idea have retaken control of the state Senate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.